So after the Radio Sai Vedam tutor, it's time to move on to Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. I'm team Radio Sai Bishu. The time in the studios now is 6:52, and let's begin a new episode of dwelling in the melody of His glory. Let's start with a prayer. Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of the most beloved Divine Mother Sai. Dearest Lord, we can never ever imagine or fathom how much You love us. Bless us so that every moment we live in this realization that it is Your love that envelops us. It is Your love that protects us. It is Your love that helps us to flower into beautiful human beings. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan adoring our Lord as the Divine Mother.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma.
Yes, this is the common Devi Bhajan that we will be learning today. And we will begin with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And in the penultimate part of this session, we will listen to Brother Sonam Gyamso sharing his thoughts and his insights and reflections on what this bhajan means and conveys. And then we'll listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma, Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma, Jagadodharini Ma, Satya Sai Daya Karo Ma.
With the lyrics done, let's listen to how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh give us a beautiful demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma.
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 Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma.
Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma.
Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma.
Durga Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma.
Jagadodharini Ma,
Jagadodharini Ma,
Jagadodharini Ma,
Jagadodharini Ma,
Satya Sai Daya Karo Ma,
Satya Sai Daya Karo Ma.
Satya Sai Daya Karo Ma,
Satya Sai Daya Karo Ma,
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma,
So that's how this beautiful melody flows in adoration of the Divine Mother. Very sublimating, very elevating. And for those of us who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about what is the raga, what is it that makes this bhajan so beautifully composed. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan?
Saram Visho.
Saram.
Beautiful Devi Bhajan, which I guess it's largely based on a rag called Kalavati.
Okay.
In the both streams of music.
Saga pada ni ni sa, sa ni da pa ga sa.
So you have five notes in this raga.
Saga pada ni, saga shuddha, padha shuddha. Ni,
ni is komal ni, ni one.
Yes.
Sa ni da pa ga sa.
So it may look like this bhajan, in the beginning it goes the progressions, it has the Kalavati progressions, but when you go to the third and the fourth line, maybe you have the re coming into picture. So that's when it may sound like one more raga, which is Jana Sammohini.
Sa ri ga pa da ni sa,
just a re added.
Okay.
Sa ni da pa ga ri sa.
You have many such ragas actually. Just by adding a small note re or taking out a note, it becomes one more raga.
Yes.
But for a listener, it may sound all belonging to the same family or the same tune.
Yes.
It has the same feel like
Giridhar Bala. He Nandalala, Gaurinatha, Vishwanatha.
Although each bhajan may belong to its own particular raga, like based on Kalavati or based on Janasamohini or based on Gavati, but overall it sounds all similar because the
Ari
all have the common ni, which is a komal ni, which adds a lot of beauty to the bhajan.
Man mandir mein aao sai, sai bhagwan.
All this
nanda mukunda hari gopala,
shambho
shankar de.
So when we just sing this, the first line itself, doesn't it sound all like in the same plane?
Yes.
It goes through the same notes.
Yeah, maybe Anirudh, you can give us a small flavor of how this Kalavati raga flows.
Yeah, I'll make a humble attempt because I have not learned this raga.
Sai Ma.
Yeah, initially I started off with a flavor of Kalavati and then moved on to Jana Sammohini, where the re is included in the raga, and of course I added Ga Ma Re Ni Sa, which is a beautiful phrase in the raga called Gavati.
Yes, it's really very powerful, and I don't know, it makes me feel that it is so apt. As a Devi Bhajan, you know, mother represents that energy, that power, and that beauty and melody. Amazing. So shall we move on and discover the beauty of this bhajan more? Can we do the swaras?
Definitely. Let's do the first line.
Yeah.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma, Sagapani Nidapada, Ninidapada Pagapa, Dapada Pagarisa.
Sagapani Nidapada, Ninidapada Pagapa, Dapada Pagarisa.
Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma, Nini Nisa Sasani Dapa Pani Sagari Nini Sa, Nini Sa.
Ni 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 sa 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 ni dha pa pa ni sa ga ri ni ni sa ni ni sa
jagado dhari ni ma da 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 ni ni dha pa pa dha pa ma pa da
Da da da ni ni da pa pa da pa ma pa da
Satya Sai Daya Karo Ma Pa pa ga ga pa da pa re ni ni sa
Pa pa ga ga pa da pa re ni ni sa
That was beautiful. So it's a very slow bhajan, isn't it, Anirudh?
Yeah, it's a slow melody.
Long lines, though only four lines, but you have a very slow tempo and so many words.
Yeah, each line is little lengthier than the usual bhajans.
Yes. So you need actually good breath control, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So you need to split the line carefully so that you are comfortable singing the line fully in the... taking your breath, proper breath.
Yes. So shall we do the beat of the bhajan?
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, which is Adi Talam in the Carnatic classical music. which is also called as Kaherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma, Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma.
So that gives us a good idea of the beat. But as we discussed before, since this bhajan has very long lines, it is challenging in terms of breath control and breath management, isn't it, Anand?
Yeah, very true. Since the line is long, so we need to carefully take the split point and sing comfortably in Shruti as well, since it has standing notes.
Yes. Yeah. So you need to have the power of the breath and the perfect sense of Shruti to stand on the note comfortably.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sairam.
Sairam. So we are now done with the technicalities of this bhajan. Let's move on to the soul of this bhajan. The soul of a bhajan is the heart behind the singing. And Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's University, shares his thoughts and his musical journey with this bhajan. Let's reflect on this bhajan through the words of Brother Sonam Gyamso. Sairam, Brother Sonam, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Studios and to this program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam, Vishu.
Today we have the bhajan which adores our beloved Bhagwan as the mother.
Oh, such a beautiful bhajan.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma.
Oh, so beautiful.
I think you must have sung this bhajan so many times during your student days and after that.
Yeah, this is one of the most popular bhajans that, and not only me, but all of us, we have been singing. Generations of students have been singing here in Prashantini Lab.
And I thought we must dwell on this bhajan.
Yeah, why not? Can we start with, I would love to sing this bhajan once.
Sure.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma, Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma. Can we sing it together?
Sure.
Durga Bhavani Ma,
Durga Bhavani Ma,
Kali Kapalini Ma,
Kali Kapalini Ma,
Jagato Dharini Ma,
Jagato Dharini Ma,
Jagato Dharini Ma,
Jagato Dharini Ma,
Sai Daya Kari Ma,
Satya Sai Daya Kari Ma,
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma.
Amazing. It's really wonderful that so effortlessly we refer to Bhagwan as the mother.
Yeah. That thought was crossing my mind even this afternoon when I was thinking that how is it possible for one, an individual, a male individual, to be addressed as the mother by people without feeling any inhibition within them?
Yes.
And then in such a natural state.
Correct.
Unless he is the mother, it would not have been possible.
It's really amazing, you know. You don't even think when you write letters to Bhagwan, you write, dearest mother Sai, and you know, when you sing, you adore him and you plead him as your mother, please listen to my prayer. It comes so naturally.
So naturally.
And we don't even think that no, Swami is actually a form which he has taken the form of a person.
Yes.
Of a male.
And not only that, the reciprocation from Bhagwan
that is how he has
done. Yeah, is equally unique. Because the moment you call him as mother, he appears as the mother.
As the mother.
He appears to you not only as the mother, he talks to you like a mother, he walks around like a mother. You remember him
exactly.
Just pulling a tuft of hair.
Yes.
And then he would look so beautiful.
Yes. Actually, you feel so comfortable relating to Swami as mother than anything else.
Yes. And it's so profound. Whenever we talk about Bhagwan as mother, imagine calling a man, you are my mother, that man would just explode.
But from Swami, you can see that love.
See that love.
When you address him as a mother.
Yes, definitely.
And you saw all those beautiful facets of the mother. It was that love. It was also that grace. It was also that
the beauty.
That beauty. Everything was there.
When Swami would walk.
And that possessiveness we used to have. No?
Yes, yes. And when Swami would walk, come walking for darshan in the morning, he would be just, you know, holding the hem of his robe in his hand.
Yes.
And exactly like a mother, he would just glide around. How beautiful.
Amazing. Because there is something so striking about the form, when this formless aspect, Nirakara, when he chose this beautiful form of Satya Sai, many times I used to think how he was so perfect in choosing a form which was endearing to all sections of society, all genders, all nationalities. A South African, now we have devotees from South Africa in Prashant and
Prashantinale. Yeah, yeah.
They connect to Swami because they feel Swami is like South African because of his Afro hair.
Yes, yes.
You have Americans who feel Swami looks very cool with all that hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And you women find so much one with him because of the way his robe flows. And the hair is, they feel very much one with him.
Yes.
Men find one with him because the way he walks, there is that majesty about him. That candor about him.
Yes.
There is that persona.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone feels one with him, you know, be it nationalities or be it sections of society or whether male or female or a child. That is the beauty of the form.
Yeah, he would easily blend with everyone. Identify with everyone because he is everything. He is that. That is the proof, that testimony that he is everyone put together, the totality, the absolute totality. And it's so beautiful and so evident whenever we just look at him.
And I think you always feel so. Your heart actually becomes like a sponge when you address Bhagwan as mother.
Yes.
And Bhagwan also responds like that.
Beloved mother. And what about his voice? The texture of his voice.
Yes.
It was neither, you know, you couldn't really, it was, you know, from one point of view, so manly.
Hmm.
And then again, you could hear the voice of your mother. In that voice, you know, when Swami
exactly.
would talk
it
to you.
It is not fully manly.
Yeah.
At the same time, it is not fully like
exactly.
a female voice.
Or an Aishwar or whatever you call it.
Absolutely.
There is no, there are no words, you know,
amazing.
To really describe.
Amazing. Never really thought about it. It's fantastic.
Just like, yato vaso nivartante aprapya manasasaha. No words really can fully describe. Neither his words, his voice, his tone, his tenor, his face, anything about him. So much beyond description and comprehension. So beautiful.
I mean, you need his grace. You need the blessing of Mother Saraswati to even sort of contemplate on him.
Contemplate on him.
In this manner, I would feel.
And when I was thinking of this, singing this bhajan just now, I'm reminded of one moment in Vrindavan when I was doing my 12th standard,
mm-hmm.
that is pre-university second year.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami suddenly asked me, how's your spiritual progress? And he would ask everyone, and that day was my turn, my chance. So he said, what do you do in the morning? How do you wake up in the morning? You know, those were initial days when the mother is teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
The weaning period later on becomes quite difficult. But then when he has to really hold you very close to him, you know, hold you very close to her, this is how I would say, then it would be all teaching and teaching and teaching in the most practical manner. And then he said, how do you wake up in the morning? I said, Swami, I say, Kadagre Vasade Lakshmi, Karmadya Saraswati, Karmulitu Govindam, Prabhate Kardashanam. And Swami said, what does it mean? What do you mean by Kadagre Vasade Lakshmi? So I said that I'm praying that Saraswati and Lakshmi, all of them should be with me.
Yes.
I said that, and Swami said, no, you really didn't quite understand the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Saraswati? Swami asked.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, Swami, you should tell me. Swami said, Saraswati is your conscience.
Swami told that?
Swami said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, why should you say Kadagre Agra in the front, right in the front of your fingertips?
Mm-hmm.
Should be
Karagre Vasate Lakshmi. Kara is hand.
Yeah.
Agre is the at the top.
Right? At the top, front. At the tip, in
at
the front.
Tip. So the tip of the hand resides Lakshmi. Lakshmi.
First then
Lakshmi.
Swami said Lakshmi is, you know, dynamic activism.
Uh-huh.
It's the everyday commerce of life.
Hmm.
So you have to go through that, those transactions throughout the day. So when you are living your life, which is symbolized by Lakshmi, you should pray that you should be guided by your conscience, which is Saraswati.
Oh, when you are leading your life?
Yeah. When you are living your life, let the process be so vibrant.
Of earning your livelihood and going through the rigmarole of life,
yes.
be done with the concurrence of conscience.
Of concurrence of conscience. And with God as the basis. Karmuli to Govindam. Prabhate Gardashanam. So, Swami.
Center is Saraswati. Karmadhe Saraswati.
So, Karmadhe Saraswati. Karmule to Govindam. So, at the mool is the.
Yes,
is Govinda.
Is
foundation is God. So, once you have that in your palms, your handful of such wonderful blessings, then you cannot go wayward. You cannot go wrong anywhere. Because
wow.
you are all the time
Fantastic.
Living in God.
I mean, the foundation of your life and living should have God as the basis.
Yes.
And it should be centered through conscience.
Conscience, which
centered
is Centered
on the conscience.
Conscience.
Karmadhe Saraswati.
Karmadhe Saraswati.
Mm.
So throughout, right from those days till now, till this date, like I don't read too many books because I find everything written in Bhagwan's literature. There is no subject, nothing that Swami hasn't taught.
Absolutely.
And when I think of those days, you know, those initial days of my life, and till this day, I find Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has been all the time teaching us the inner meaning.
Yes.
The, you know, the things that are otherwise unseen.
Yes.
Teaching us, literally teaching us how to become seers.
Yes.
How to really, you know, how to yearn for those expressions, to see those expressions, unseen things, you know, things that are so subtle, to go beyond what is seen. This is how he had been teaching us. So, his teaching was that Saraswati is the one who plays the veena and sits on a lotus, you know, flower. It's not that. It's an imagery
yes.
of the truth that Bhagwan has been teaching us. And right from my initial days in Vrindavan, this is how I learned. So when I do Kadagri Vasate Lakshmi, wake up in the morning. These are the vibrant thoughts that come to my mind.
Amazing.
And how profound.
How profound. Amazing. And I think very rightly you said, you know, right from very early age, when you were just 12th class, he told you something which you have to ruminate all your life.
Yes.
It'll keep giving you new meanings all your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. And that too at the break of dawn.
The break.
When you are just starting the day with those profound thoughts. It's so right. beautiful. So Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma, this is how I, you know, these are the thoughts that come to my mind, and I think These are the thoughts that would cross everybody's mind whenever you sing a bhajan like this, so profound. Devi Sai Ma. And it's the first thought is about Sai as the mother goddess. And as your mother. And Devi Saraswati Ma. It doesn't say Durga Ma. It doesn't say Lakshmi Ma. But this bhajan, this particular bhajan, Devi Saraswati Ma, is so beautiful. Then Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma.
Amazing. I think very rightly you said Devi Sai Ma, then Devi Saraswati Ma.
Saraswati Ma.
Because the facet of the Divine Mother, which is enabling us to recognize the Divine Mother, is that facet of Saraswati.
Exactly.
Because I remember once very beautifully Swami said, just like you were saying, how he always taught us the inner meaning of everything.
Yeah.
Bhagwan once said that you have the picturization of Saraswati on the swan.
Yeah.
Hamsa. Hamsa. In Sanskrit is called as Hamsa.
Yeah.
And Swami said, what is this Hamsa? Which is the swan on which is Mother Saraswati sitting? And then Bhagwan in that discourse said, this is actually Hamsa Gayatri.
Oh.
It is not the swan, it is Hamsa Gayatri. And Hamsa Gayatri, Swami said, is Soham.
Soham. Oh.
The Swami used to say, this is the Hamsa Gayatri. Yeah, I am that.
Your inhalation and exhalation says that.
Says that I am God.
Yeah, I am God.
I am that. I am that. That's what Bhagwan used to say. Tattvamasi. So Bhagwan said, every time you breathe in and breathe out,
yeah,
that is Hamsa Gayatri, and you are able to do this, it is because of the grace of the Mother. Mother Saraswati is in you, is riding on this Hamsa Gayatri, that is the reason why you are able to breathe, that is the reason why you are alive, that is the reason why you are able to speak, because
so
you are able to breathe, you are able to speak, you are able to think, you are able to sing, you are able to communicate, articulate, it is only because of the grace of
Maha Saraswati.
So that is what is meant by Mother Saraswati being on the swan.
Yeah, yeah. And on this, I still remember Swami guiding the bhajan singers and telling them about, not only about the Hamsa Gayatri, but the Bijakshar Hum.
Uh-huh.
The Bijakshar Hum relates to the throat region, which is the Vishuddhi Chakra region. So esoterically, when you are every day articulating so hum, that hum becomes so powerful that it makes your, it really reshapes your, the texture of your voice. That's what Swami was telling. Every day if you are dwelling on so hum, and if you are really articulating it.
Chanting om also does.
Yeah, om also
it
does.
It energizes the Vishuddhi Chakra.
Vishuddhi Chakra. Because the hum, the element of hum is there in that. So even if you chant so hum every day, 21 times if you do it in 10 minutes, Swami was telling, your voice becomes very vibrant, beautiful, you know, very melodious. So every day you should do that, Swami was telling once.
I think so many singers also have this experience of, who can vouch for this, that chanting Omkaram in the morning.
Yes.
Has totally shaped and improved, molded the quality of their voice.
Exactly. Even some other time we were talking about how Swami would tell us that if you sing bhajan properly, bhajan singing bhajan is the best, the highest way of doing pranayam.
Pranayam.
Swami said the best pranayam is bhajan singing.
Oh.
Swami simplifies everything so beautifully.
Best pranayam is bhajan singing.
Best pranayam is bhajan singing, because when you are singing bhajan, you are glorifying God, which is you are glorifying the self, and at the same time dwelling on such a level, such a state, you are doing it through a proper blend of, intake and outtake of breath.
Breath.
So when the breath is regulated, in such a profound manner, it's the best pranayama, Swami said. So when you are singing bhajan, all the ashtanga yoga, everything is accomplished within the frame of a bhajan. That's what Swami was telling, right? Because you cannot sit, you know, in a crooked manner, in a crooked posture and sing bhajan. You have to sit straight. So your asana is pakka, perfect. And then when you sing bhajan, you are doing pranayam. You are doing pratyahara, because unless you draw yourself, withdraw yourself away from the external world of external stimuli, you cannot really sing bhajan properly. These are the rules, Swami said. When you sing bhajan, you are a yogi. So to become a proper yogi, I'm not really, without going so deep into it, the Arya, you know, the Ashtanga yoga is practiced in the span of a bhajan. Swami said, and it sounded so simple and so logical. So, when we are singing bhajan and then saying that, singing, talking about Saraswati first, and then after that Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma, the more dynamic aspect of Saraswati, at one point of time Swami was telling us that Prajna is Saraswati. Prajnanam Brahma, we say.
Yes.
So if Prajna is Saraswati, even...
That wisdom, right?
Yeah, that wisdom.
That's what is discrimination and that conscience, as
exactly. So if Prajna is... You know, there are a lot of people who get into different polemics, whether about the dynamic aspect and the static aspect, you know, the male aspect and female aspect and so many things. But Swami simplifies everything and says that the Mother Goddess, she embodies both the dynamic aspect and static aspect. The being and becoming both. It's so beautiful. As Saraswati, she is the being aspect, whom the absolute, the transcendental, whom we have to one day merge into. And as Lakshmi and Durga, she is the dynamic aspect of becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Through this process, we achieve her. Through her, we achieve her. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Didn't think about it in this manner, that you have the dynamic aspect represented through through Mother Kali and Durga and Lakshmi. And ultimately, you have to reach the stage of Saraswati to become one with Sai.
To become one with Sai.
Amazing.
So much to think about in this, in one beautiful bhajan like this. And then your mind becomes so crystal clear and brilliant, you know.
And when you were talking about this Ashtanga Yoga, I was also just ruminating on how bhajan is such a cleansing experience. You mentioned, yeah. You know, how just by being in a bhajan session, you are cleansed unconsciously also many times.
Yes.
And that is what Mother Durga does. Durgati Nashini Durga.
Durgati Nashini, yeah.
Durgati. Durgati Nashini Durga. So you know, all that is not pleasant in us, as Mother Durga, he cleanses our being from all that is unwanted.
Yes.
And through a bhajan, we can experience the faces of the mother as Saraswati, Durga and Lakshmi.
The killing of the Mahishasura in us.
In us, yes. Because we always, you know, all those tendencies that we have accumulated over so many janmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And you need sometimes a ferocious form of the goddess like Kali to kill all that is... evil sinners, habits which do not die so easily, tendencies which need a lot of intimidation and power to keep them down, to subdue them and overpower them. You need someone like, every time, you need the form of love which is fierce.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you need the fierce form of love. Just like God took the form of, Narsimhavatar, or how you have Mother taking the form of Kali to kill Mahishasura.
And then riding a lion.
On a lion.
One way, if you look at it, okay, the lion also symbolizes virya, courage and
courage,
all that.
Yes.
But at the same time, at another point of time, Swami said, it's just winning over the animal instinct in you.
Yes.
So instead of becoming Pashu, you become Pashupati.
Yes. The mother rides on
the mother rides on it, on the lion.
Yes. And to, and another way also to think about it is, you know, there are these qualities which are rajasic in us.
Yes.
Okay. So the mother takes the help of these rajasic qualities.
Yeah.
To subdue that is tamasic, which is the
so beautiful.
Mahishasura and that bull.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So here actually there are a lot of tendencies in us, rajasic tendencies. There is this courage, there is this ambition, there is this.
Yeah.
We have all these different instincts which make us achieve things, and you know the drive.
Yeah.
Creativity, whatever, energy.
Exactly.
But those perhaps are given to us to be utilized to subdue the tamasic,
demonic,
the demonic,
yeah.
And then become sattvic.
Yeah.
I think and God has, you know, through that example of the imagery of the goddess on the lion, Swami is telling us this is how we should utilize this.
Yes.
And then get victory over all that is evil in you.
Beautiful.
I think that is something
very, yeah.
Something very powerful. Because I remember once one brother asked Bhagwan, Swami, why is it that we have all these tendencies in us? He said, Swami, why did you give all that? Sometimes you are not in control at
yeah.
that age. So why did you give all that? It is you who has put everything into us.
Yeah. You have programmed everything.
You have programmed everything. So Bhagwan said, no, it is the all these qualities, sattva, raja and tamas, all are needed for creation.
Yeah.
Everything is needed and everything is given in equal measure. It is up to you how you utilize it.
Yeah, how you blend it.
How you yeah. blend it and utilize it. Everybody is given all. So that is, everything is needed for creation.
Yeah.
It is not as if tamas is bad or rajas is bad. No, everything has to be utilized.
So beautiful. Yeah. And then ultimately become gunati, to go beyond that.
Go beyond that. Go beyond that.
Which is the goal of life.
Amazing. The most beautiful thing is, nobody need to know all this thought process. Nobody need to think along these lines. Nobody need to ruminate even like this.
Yeah.
They just have to sing a bhajan with heartfelt devotion.
Exactly. And then if we have made a habit of you know, going into the meaning of the bhajan properly, like understanding the inner significance of the, of every word in that
yes.
bhajan. And then every day if you make a habit of doing that, the moment we sing that bhajan, we become totally aligned to this beautiful thought process. We don't have to really spend time thinking about each aspect. The moment we sing the bhajan, because of the familiarity that we would have developed with the,
yes.
with these profound thoughts given to us by Bhagwan, that it cleanses us beautifully. Otherwise it just becomes a mere song being sung out there. And then people would rather think of the technicalities. I still remember Swami telling us that when you listen to good music, then you sit there to listen to that good music, you shut off your analytical mind, stop analyzing. Just sit and receive it. And when you do that, without really taking into account how the person is singing and how the song is being sung and the technical aspects of the song, then you won't enjoy. So here too, these things should be so well ingrained in us, these bhajans, for every bhajan singer, because I believe that it's only the Satya Sai Avatar who has instilled this love for bhajan singing among the devotees, to the extent that everybody has become a singer. Either inside or outside.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Whether leading the bhajan or following the bhajan, everyone, definitely those who are following bhajan also, they would like to lead bhajan.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people who really cry, very genuinely they cry and say that I am not allowed to, I am not being allowed to sing bhajan, they are not allowing me. So, you know, this is a, it's a new type of awakening. People wanting to sing bhajan. Yesterday people would shy, you know,
correct.
From even singing in public.
Correct.
But today, so bold enough to sing bhajan.
Yes.
But then apart from now, that is, if that is half the battle won, The other part of the truth is that we need to go deep into the meaning of the bhajans.
Yes.
And get them totally ingrained in our system of thinking. So that when we sing the bhajan, we don't have to think at all.
We don't have to think.
We will just close the analytical mind.
Yes.
No more mind. Just enjoy the bhajan and flow with the bhajan.
Amazing. And two thoughts come to my mind in the sense that for one, to not think about the technicality of the bhajan in the first instance, you should have practiced the bhajan so many times that at that point in time, you're not thinking about the beat, you're not thinking about am I in Shruti, am I singing the tune well. Those thoughts will not surface in your mind at all because you have sung it so many times inwardly that you have become thorough with the lyrics and the tune. That is the first step. But now what you're saying is you should have also while singing contemplated on the bhajan so many times that even that bhava element, even whatever thoughts has to come, even that thinking should not happen while you're singing.
Not at all.
You should just sing.
Yes.
Perhaps with a blank,
Total void. Yeah, with an empty mind,
you just go to the Lord and just offer whatever comes will come because of all that journey that you have had, you have made.
Yeah, exactly.
With the bhajan.
Exactly.
Till then. That's amazing.
Singing with an empty mind. When Swami says, nothing is everything. Everything is nothing.
Only when we go to Him with that state can He fill us with
grace
and bliss.
Exactly. And this miracle can happen any moment, any time, in anyone's life. Someone being touched by Him and a bhajan being manifested through Him. Like it can happen any time.
And that's how I think you have so many bhajans being composed by people who are not musicians
or, not at all, yeah.
Or artists or singers. You know?
Exactly. This is how Sai bhajans are manifested.
Amazing. I think that's how Bhagwan, right from the time he started the avatar route, you know, he started with a bhajan because he knew this is the way for the salvation of mankind.
Exactly. And in this bhajan itself, the next line, Jagato Dharinima, Sai Kripa Karima. How beautiful, what a beautiful end to this bhajan. Jagato Dharinima. Now, a little bit of, you know, glorifying the mother. That you are the one who sustains this whole creation. Jagato Dharinima. Sai Kripa Karima. And at the end, just a small prayer.
Yeah.
Please bestow your grace on me. What a beautiful bhajan.
Amazing. Beautiful, sir.
And another thing that I just, it came to my mind, you know, when you talk about the mother, a mother is always benign and beautiful.
Yes.
And even to an erring child, who, you know, the mother always looks, she is the very epitome of beauty.
Yes.
The very epitome of forgiveness, you know. But to a child who would have really done some mistake, the mother also suddenly looks very ferocious. Because then she is in the garb of a person who is going to punish the child.
Yes.
Some punitive action. So exactly the same, in the same parlance we look at the mother. For those who are wrongdoers, she is the very nemesis of these such people.
Yes.
But then those who are all the time chanting her name and doing the right things, they can all the time look up to her. As mother. But even for the wrongdoer, she is still the mother.
Yes. Because Jagato Dharani, she uplifts everyone.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Beautiful and blissful. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Swami.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, the former student of Babas University, someone whom Swami has personally trained, guided, instructed and inspired to not only compose many Sai bhajans but also engage himself relentlessly in this mission of the dissemination of the power of bhajan singing. And with that, we move on to the last lap of this program. Let us now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Sai Ma.
Saraswati Ma. Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma, Durga Bhavani Ma, Kalika Bhavani Ma Kalika Palini Ma Jagadodharini Ma Jagadodharini Ma Sai Daya Karuna Satya Sai Daya Karuna Sai Ma Devi Saraswati Ma Durga Bhavani Ma Kalika Palini Ma Jagadodharini Ma Sai Daya Karuna Satya Sai Daya Karuna Sai Ma Devi Saraswati Ma
So with that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishna. We offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful Lord in love and gratitude. So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. Prem and Ganesh, our hosts for Radio Sai Children's Hour, are waiting to take over. I'm King Radio Sai's Vishu, and I will be back happily for another session of Thursday Live, the last segment, Outside Inside, Deep Inside, and that will happen about 45 minutes from now, around 8:30. We will have a panel discussion with five youth from United Kingdom who are here to participate in the Gram Seva being organized by the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. These youth from UK are going to share
their journey to consciousness. How has this journey of experiencing Him and growing in His love been since pure love entered their lives? So that's coming up after Radio Sai Children's Hour. So keep listening, and I hand over the mic to Prem and Ganesh. Thank you so much. Sign off.